South Shore's Morning News rolls on. I'm Rob Hackelow with the morning team. Every week at this time, we check in with our tech guy. That's David Snell over at Act Smart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
And good morning to you, Rob.
All right, so this week we got some exciting news, something that's happening today, right on this 7th of May.
It's a very exciting day. You know, usually we're talking about doom and gloom here, but we thought we'd go in a different direction today. And today is Apple's Let Loose live stream.
Ooh, okay. Oh. Let Loose live stream from Apple.
Yeah, so what they're doing, and this hasn't happened since 2022, which seems like eternity in a technology world, they're actually releasing a couple of new iPads and a few accessories that will go with the iPad.
Okay. October 2020. That does seem like a long time if you're going to do kind of updates and to keep something fresh and exciting. I would think they would have done something sooner.
Yeah, you would have hoped. But today we're going to find, everything we speak about here is no rumor. It's all still a rumor mill until after 10 o'clock Eastern time when they actually kick off this live stream.
Okay.
But there's lots of good rumors out there. They've got a couple of new iPads coming out. They're going to be using OLED technology, which is going to obviously translate into higher prices for the new iPads. But the OLED technology is great.
What does that mean?
Well, it's a high resolution, very high resolution screen.
Okay.
It's like when you look at TVs today, you see that many of the better ones are OLED.
OLED. Okay, so that's better quality, but obviously more money. Okay,
more money. Of course.
Yeah. Okay. Why not? But hey, you want the best stuff, folks. Okay.
That's right. So look, the 2022 iPad was retailing around $1,100, and the two new ones could start at $1,500 with the OLED technology. So it's quite a price jump, but you know, with everything else going up in the world, we should be expecting increases with Apple as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And I suspect some people are looking forward to this. So some newer technology, this will be great in terms of the OLED. And what else are we looking for?
Well, we've got two new things that they're talking about that are rumored about. One is the Magic Keyboard that connects to the iPad. I'm not sure. I don't have a Magic Keyboard, so I'm not sure what is magic about it. But they are saying that it's going to be made of aluminum, making it more durable than previous models, and a larger trackpad area. Huh. And then the new Apple Pencil.
Mm.
So who needs a pencil with an iPad, right? Everybody does.
The Apple Pencil, okay.
Yeah, so the pencil rumor mentions that it has interchangeable magnetic tips and a squeeze gesture. I'm not sure what the squeeze gesture might be, but the fact that there are interchangeable tips, it seems like Apple is moving the iPad towards more creative uses for drawing and that type of stuff. So that would mean the changeable tips would allow you to change what you draw on the iPad screen.
Wow. Has that stuff gotten better? I mean, do you think it's pretty good? Because it seems like some of the technology, you'd write stuff, but it would never be as good as if you were using like just a regular pen sometimes.
That's right. So, but if it's going to work well, Apple is going to be the one who releases it first. That's my thought. They spend a lot of money on R&D, and they don't usually release anything that's not ready for prime time.
Yeah.
So that's the expectation. That's the rumor expectation anyway.
Okay. And there'll be obviously a lot of applications for that. And they do put a lot of research into creative type tools and that kind of stuff. So they could be good for, I bet some people are very excited about that.
Yeah, the digital art will be and probably within a virtual and mixed reality environment. They're talking about rumors that the Apple Vision Pro, that headset, is going to get pencil supported as well.
Oh,
so
wow.
I'm not. You're going to probably just write it here in front of you when you have Jim Pro on. I'm not sure how it's going to work, but it's going to be an exciting Let Loose live stream today.
Okay. And so this is happening in only a few hours, David. So you got the snacks ready?
Yeah, we're ready here. Absolutely.
I would imagine. Yeah, why not? I mean, you got to catch up. It's got to be exciting stuff. So. This live stream will be available for everyone to tune in. It'll be on YouTube.
It will be. And it's also on Apple's website. So you'll be able to watch it in many different formats. And it kicks off at 10 a.m. this morning. So we've only got a couple of hours till we find out exactly what rumors are no longer rumors and what we're going to be able to get and expect with this next new iPad release.
Very good. Are you excited about any of these? I mean, in general, I mean, I know as a tech guy you're excited, but is there anything you guys would be looking forward to maybe playing with at all?
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to it. If this works out that the Apple Vision Pro is going to use a pencil, I'm really into the virtual reality type stuff, so I'd like to see how that works.
Yeah, okay, all right. Well, it'll be fascinating to see, and good stuff. And this event kicks off later on this morning, so it's the Apple Let Loose live stream, and it is happening this morning on this 7th of May. And so go check it out. And David's got all the links and information in his blog. And we'll be finding out, of course, more later today, right? So, David, where do people
Absolutely.
Need to go?
So people can go to actsmartit.com and click on my blog link. And if there's anything exciting or a secret that's going to be released that we haven't talked about, we'll get back on that as well.
All right. David Snell, actsmartit.com, actsmartit.com. David, thank you so much.
Have a great day, Rob.
You too. And I know he will with the Let Loose live stream later on this morning.